delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
Karaoke happened over the weekend. How much fun was it on Friday night?
I was working, but one of our receptionists here, Sue, she drove, so I managed to have a couple of beers, so that was all right. But it was a fantastic night.
So much fun at the Belmore Hotel in Scone, and it was all thanks to Faro Mechanical. They put up $500 prize money, which, to be honest, you sing one song and you win, you get $500 in cold hard cash.
Better cash than what we get here. It's amazing.
And there was stiff competition, really hard to judge. There were a couple of judges. I was one of them. This is a little bit of what went down. Each morning I get up and down, barely stand on my feet. Take a look in the mirror and grow what you do with me. Hunter has got some talent.
They were the best singers in the Hunter Valley by far. You know what I loved about the night at Karaoke was the actual song selection was so good. Like, some people, like, I'm not a huge country music fan, but some people had gotten up there and chose country music songs, and it made me like the songs.
Or some people had chosen jazz renditions of rock songs.
Like, yeah.
Really phenomenal. My favourite part of the night, though, when our third contestant, Skye, got up on stage, and you as the MC asked her what she spent $500 on, and she said, a pig.
And, like, look, I've never lied to you on this show. I grew up in a city, and I was like, what are you going to do with the pig? Because I didn't know if it was going to be, like, a pet pig or if it was going to be...
You would assume so. If you spend $500 on a pig, surely that's a pet pig.
No, it was going to be food pig, Dana.
A bacon pig.
Yeah, exactly. And I was shocked. Like, shocked. I was like, how could you do that? Even though I eat bacon every day. I just couldn't imagine it. So, yeah, no, that was hilarious. But well done to a lot of the performers. There was only one winner of the night, though.
Yes.
Her name was Willow Walsh.
It was a tough contest, but she did pull through with a few points at the end.
Yeah.
We're going to get her on next.
Yeah, we'll give her a call. We'll wake her up nice and early. We'll get her on next. The winner of Karaoke.
We had Karaoke on Friday night. It was a tough competition, but thanks to Faro Mechanical, the $500 prize money went to Willow Walsh. We've got her on the phone right now. Congratulations, Willow. How are you feeling?
Thank you. I feel excellent. It was loads of fun. It was such a good night.
So, and you, maybe I've asked you this on the night when we were down at the Belmore Hotel in Scone. It was Friday night. Had you performed in front of that many people before?
Yeah, I've performed in front of a few people before, and I did it last year as well. So, yeah.
Did you have any expectation that you'd walk away with that $500 cash?
No, I honestly didn't. I just came for fun of it, so.
Well, what are you going to spend it on then?
Christmas presents, family and friends, and I might buy myself a new ukulele.
Nice. Yes. Okay, good to know you're buying yourself something. That's good. So is this new ukulele, is this for like some of your own tunes? What are you doing?
Yes, yeah, I like to write songs and sing, so yeah. Sorry, that's my children.
Well, they definitely weren't there on the night, were they?
No, they weren't. Otherwise, that would have happened all night long.
All night. What's Mum doing up on stage screaming away?
Congratulations, Willow. You've absolutely nailed it. It was a pleasure to watch you up there. You absolutely gave the crowd everything you've got. So I hope that you will spend that $500 prize money very well.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
The secret sound. Do you know what it is?
The secret sound this morning. This jackpot's every day. We're up to $450 cash to spend at Domain Electrical and Computers in Maitland. If you know the sound, it's call us. Give us a buzz. 654-11-981. We've got Raymond from Newcastle on the phone. How you doing, Raymond?
You there?
Yes, you there?
Yep, got ya.
You're passing through at the moment. You said you're from Newey?
That's right, yeah, just passing through, yeah.
What do you do for work, Raymond?
Sorry?
What do you do for work?
I drive trucks.
Oh, you're driving trucks. All right, where's the destination today?
Scone.
So. Beautiful. Just up the road from us.
Oh, lovely. Get a feed at the Thoroughbred. You'll be loving life. All right, $450 to spend at Domain Electrical and Computers Maitland. That's the secret sound. What do you think it is?
Putting a metal lid on a trash can, like the metal trash can.
That's a good guess, but it's not it.
Sorry, Raymond.
No worries. Thank you.
No worries. Enjoy the drive to Scone. Let's go to Muswellbrook now. Kaylee's there. How are you doing this morning, Kaylee?
Good, thanks.
You on the way to work?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a chef.
A chef? Up early for the breakfasts of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, Kaylee, you're a chef. You're after my own heart. Like, I'm such a foodie. What's your go-to dish? Do you have a specialty?
Not really specialty. I like cooking meats and stuff.
Oh, I like eating.
Andrew, Harry's just fallen in love.
I know it's early, but my goodness. Seriously, woman after my own heart.
Kaylee, what do you reckon the secret sound is?
Is it a pair of blinds or shutters being shut really fast?
Pair of blinds or shutters being shut very fast. Does sound like that.
But very, very fast. I imagine that would take a little bit longer.
Yeah. But Kaylee, it's not it. I'm so sorry.
What?
All right. Where are you working? Give him a plug.
Pardon?
Where are you working? Give him a plug. We'll come and see you after the show.
Muswellbrook Workers Club.
Oh, okay. I had a good schnitzel there. were you in charge of that?
No, I'm just an apprentice.
Oh, you're an apprentice. That's okay. One day you'll graduate to the schnitzels. All right, have a great day at work, Kaylee. Thanks so much for playing. All right, if you think you know this sound, we'll play again after 8 o'clock this morning.
Exposed. In entertainment news over the weekend, Sir Sean Connery, the James Bond legendary actor, has passed away at the ripe old age of 90. He did pass away in his sleep, surrounded by family in the Bahamas. What a way to go. But his granddaughter, 24-year-old granddaughter Saskia, has taken to online to say a surreal goodbye to my best friend and mentor. Heaven has gained the most legendary angel. To come out as well, two other Bond actors have come to pay their tributes. Pierce Brosnan has said, "You were my greatest James Bond as a boy and a man who became James Bond himself. You led the way for all of us who followed in your iconic footsteps." And finally, Daniel Craig, my favourite Bond character, guy that plays James Bond, he said that Sean Connery defined an era and a style. What a giant compliment. I know, Harry, you're a huge James Bond fan.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I was pretty sad to see the news because, look, he was my favourite Bond growing up. He's not my actual favourite Bond. My favourite Bond is Pierce Brosnan.
Oh.
I think because I grew up with GoldenEye and Tomorrow Never Dies, World Is Not Enough. Like, I love those. And playing GoldenEye on Nintendo 64. Wow, I lost some hours. Lost some hours of my teenage years playing that game. But really good to see Daniel Craig come out because he's usually a little bit reserved.
A little bit elusive.
A bit aloof.
As a celebrity, yeah.
So good to see he come out and said it. I'm definitely doing a bit of a marathon today, I think. I might watch Dr. No or From Russia With Love or something like that. This means nothing to you, does it? Because you don't
know.
Really
no, it's going straight over my... I mean, Daniel Craig is the Bond that I remember the most. One that's closest to my heart.
Yeah.
Anything before that I can appreciate, but I don't love it like you do, clearly.
No,
look at your eyes light up when you talk about the Bond franchise.
I'm so into it. I'm just so into it. Like, I even, like there's this website. This is so nerdy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But there's this website called bondlifestyle.com.
Oh, here we go.
Where you can buy, like, the same clothes that James Bond wears and stuff.
Don't tell me you have, like, a pleather suit at home.
No, I don't. I can't afford the James Bond suits. They're, like, ridiculous. But I'm buying a pair. This is so embarrassing. But for summer, I'm buying a pair of swim shorts that he wears in Skyfall.
Oh. Do you have the rig to match?
No. Come on. We've only just started and this segment could ruin our relationship from here on in.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready for it.
The bosses have said that we had to get into a studio alone and record our first impression of one another, which the first time I met you was probably about a month ago and it was via a phone call.
Phone call, then we did a Zoom, so we got to see one another and then we've been talking pretty much every day since then. And I'd say we get along pretty well.
I think so.
We're pretty friendly and this is the first show. who wants to go first? So we've recorded a first impression of each other. We're going to hear it with you for the first time.
Yes.
Go
me first, because I reckon you've thrown me under the bus. And
I haven't thrown you under the bus. I was just being honest with my impression. That's what the bus is said to do.
Fine.
Okay, so this is my first impression of Dana. Ooh, here we go. At first, I honestly thought Dana was super rude. I would send her messages, she wouldn't reply. I would call her, she wouldn't answer, then she would call back hours later, and I just felt like she didn't want to be friends with me at all. She didn't find me funny, she didn't find me entertaining, she wasn't interested in me. I really tried with her, I really tried an effort, but I just felt like she just didn't seem to care and she was too cool for me. Basically, even though we had to work together, didn't want anything to do with me. So that was my first impression of Dana, someone who was very rude, very obnoxious and very
obnoxious.
Stuck up. Sorry.
This is funny because this very much aligns with what I thought of you and why I might have acted that way at the beginning.
Well, should I hear my first impression of you?
Yeah.
Of you, your first impression of me?
Yeah, have this. Yeah. My first impression of Harry was initially quite good. The first phone call we had, he was really lovely, and I thought that I could talk. But then I got on the phone to Harry, and that's when I found out there's a man who can talk more than I can. But the second time I chatted to him, he'd had a few glasses of red wine, and I thought I was jumping on air with a maniac. He wouldn't stop talking. He'd go round in circles with his conversation, and I hung up the phone that night and thought, oh my goodness, I'm moving to Muswellbrook to be on air with a Looney Tune. Well, that makes sense that I didn't reply all the time, right?
I had a couple of glasses of wine. I thought it'd be a great idea to call you at that point. It was fine. The conversation was fine.
Told me your whole life story, the entire way through.
Well, get used to that, because okay. It'll probably happen again.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jess Rouse joins us from the newsroom. Hey, Jess.
Hey, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How good. Happy Woo-hoo! Halloween for the weekend.
Yes, you know, and Dana's here.
I don't want to start this on a negative note, but I'm pretty pissed off with you two.
Why are you pissed off at me?
Because the two of you went out to brunch at Hunter Bell on Saturday morning.
Here we go.
Where was Harry's invite?
You can't be one of the girls and, you know, be the lad of the team.
I'm a lad. I'm hardly a lad. I love food. I haven't been out there before. Where was my invite?
I could say the same thing of you, mate.
What are you talking about?
You two went to Holly Dean without me.
Everybody wants a piece of Dana.
No, that was a breakfast date. That was a hot date.
We had a hot date too.
All right. Well, next time, can we all do something together, please?
Well, it depends how nice you are that week.
I've been nice every week. Let's talk the big three. These are the biggest three stories going on around the world and locally. Borders opening back up.
Yes, this is exciting. If you want to go to Queensland, well, we can if we're from the Upper Hunter, because only Victoria and 32 LGAs of Greater Sydney are still not allowed to go into Queensland. You can, but you have to quarantine for 2 weeks, so we can go up no problems at all. You've just got to prove that you're not from one of those places. So that's really exciting, particularly getting into Christmas. You know, if you've got family up there or vice versa.
My license still says I'm from Melbourne. Does that mean excluded?
You might have to do something about that.
We're not doing quarantine again. Maybe I'll just stay in the Hunter for a little while.
Just hang here.
Yeah, no way. Although a hotel in like the Gold Coast or something would be all right.
As long as you've got a balcony, you'd be sweet.
Yeah, you'd be right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Looking over the beach so you can, you know, have a little bit of a perv.
Have a perv? Jess Rouse. Let's talk about zero COVID cases across Australia for the first time.
Yeah, so this happened yesterday, which is really exciting. It's the first time since early June that we've had nothing, none, and no cases, which is great.
Huge. To think that, you know, there's over 30,000 cases a day in the UK at the moment. So, phenomenal work.
Exactly. I think England's going into a second, like, lockdown at the moment. So.
Yeah, the pubs are selling 99 pence pints to get rid of all their stock. So everyone's drinking up at the Wetherspoons and all the pubs and stuff over there. So that's a bit of fun before COVID. I want to know your thoughts on this. New York Times ran a piece. The world is flabbergasted that we have zero cases, which is pretty good. But they ran a piece saying it's because we've embraced isolation and we're essentially a hermit nation. Having a bit of a dig at us.
I don't feel like we've been hermits.
No, we're just...
Behind closed doors, we're definitely not hermits. I feel like everybody's been... Yeah. Coping in their own sort of...
I reckon they're referring more to Victoria, not the Hunter Valley.
Mm. I think that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because we have been hermits down there.
Totally. Yeah. We've got some great news for ladies. This is
great
the way I'm
news
spinning
for ladies
it.
In the Upper Hunter.
No, seriously, we're getting new firefighters to the Upper Hunter. But what is the appeal of a firefighter to women? Because they even do the calendar and stuff at the end of the year.
A man in a uniform, or a man who takes off a uniform.
Yes.
Is it like because they go in there and they save kittens and like it's a dangerous job and they're usually buff and... Is that all it is?
I think you have to be quite strong to be a firefighter,
don't you?
You have to move houses out of the way when you're saving kittens.
Move houses out of the way. Okay. All right. Clearly
climb
you know a lot about firefighters. Wow. So that's the appeal. They're just buff, hot guys.
Yeah. Maybe you're in the wrong profession, Harry.
Yeah, as if I could be a firefighter. My goodness. But what's actually happening? We're getting some new ones, some new graduates.
Yeah, so there were about 260 that graduated from the Fire and Rescue of New South Wales Academy last week. We're getting some in the Hunter just in time for the hot summer months. There's on-call ones for Aberdeen, Merriwar, Murrurundi, for Singleton too, and plenty more in the Lower Hunter and Newcastle and that sort of thing. So more fireys ahead of the really hot months is definitely not a bad thing.
No, it's a great idea. We definitely need it in the hot months, exactly. Jess Rouse, all right, thank you so much for the Big Three. We'll see you again. And hopefully I get an invite to the next brunch you guys do.
Not likely.
Not the rate you're going.
Exposed.
In entertainment news, Kim Kardashian has done what I think is a pretty horrendous thing for Halloween on several levels. She's turned her entire house into a spider and a spider web.
Okay, so since Halloween was cancelled and there's no trick-or-treating or parties, I wanted my house to be really festive for the kids. So it's kind of actually my biggest nightmare to have a huge tarantula in my house. But wait till you see inside how we transformed it into a full spider web experience.
So there was a tarantula on top of her entranceway and spider webs wrapped the entirety of her house inside, the hallways and everything. There were red lights, eerie music, sound effects, and spiders strung from the ceiling. Disgusting on the level that it's a giant tarantula. Second of all, incredibly wasteful. I'm sure that most of that's going into landfill, and that makes me angry.
Don't start with the hippie stuff.
It's not hippie. Being environmentally conscious is very now.
I am so... you have Instagram. I don't have Instagram, but we saw the Kim Kardashian post on Instagram. And again, I've said this before. If I had her cash, I would 100% be doing my house like that for Halloween.
Do something productive. Go on a holiday. Put your feet up. Don't wrap your house in spider webs.
Yeah, but it's fun getting involved for Halloween.
Yeah, but you heard her. Halloween was cancelled. There are four kids enjoying that. That's it. Four kids.
So they're not getting any trick-or-treaters or anything?
No, because Halloween's cancelled because of COVID.
Yeah. Oh, still. Like, imagine if you could do that for your kids. Like, your kids would love you. You'd be the best parents in the world.
If you have to buy your kids love, then I feel like you're doing something wrong in the first place.
That's a good point. All right. Just goes to show what kind of parent I'd be.
Absolutely.
The Pop Quiz.
We have got the pop quiz. You can register at 981powerfm.com.au to play.
Yeah, prizes up for grabs. $250 to spend at IGA and $100 to spend at Icebox Liquor could be all yours.
Paddy from Scone has registered. Paddy, how you doing?
I'm great. Did you know there's a mice plague at the moment?
I have heard. I have heard that there's a mice. Do you get that in your work, Paddy? What do you do for work?
Oh, I'm a plumber, so I'm in and around houses all the time, and they're just everywhere.
So you're under houses and stuff, you're seeing all the mice.
Little mice families.
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope you're not scared of them, buddy.
How are you at trivia questions?
Oh, I think I'm a 10 out of 10, but we'll see.
Oh, we're definitely going to find out. All right, we've got our pop quiz this morning. 10 questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so you can say pass if you want to come back to one. Your time will start after Dana asks you the first question. Okay, you ready to go?
Yep, ready.
Here we go.
Question one. How old is Kim Kardashian?
38.
What is the capital city of Slovakia?
Pass.
What is President Donald Trump's youngest son's name?
Eric.
Where was Queen frontman Freddie Mercury born?
Birmingham.
Sasha Fierce is the alter ego of which pop star? Which Welsh singer played himself in the film Mars Attacks?
Dennis Quaid.
Who wrote the 50 Shades of Grey book trilogy?
no idea. Awesome.
Tom Cruise is a member of which religion?
Scientology.
What country is the artist Sia from?
Australia.
Which album has sold more copies, Nirvana Nevermind or the Bee Gees' Saturday Night Fever?
Bee Gees' Saturday Night Fever.
That last one you got correct, buddy, but a few, unfortunately, were wrong. Kim Kardashian is 40. You passed on which is the capital city of Slovakia. That is called Bratislava. President Trump's youngest son's name is Barron.
What a name.
What a name. Doesn't he have good taste?
Absolutely.
Our president, President Trump. Queen frontman Freddie Mercury was born in Zanzibar. Sasha Fierce is the alter ego of Beyonce. Tom Jones played himself in the film Mars Attacks. And who wrote the 50 Shades of Grey book trilogy? Expected you to get that one, but you passed on it. It was E.L. James.
Why'd you expect me to get that one?
I just knew you could, that type of guy. Maybe you have a secret copy under your pillow at home. I don't know.
Eaten by mice.
But,
don't tell anyone.
Well done. Thanks for giving it a crack this morning anyway, pal.
Thank you.
Bad luck, Patty. Miss out on $250 cash to spend at IGA and $100 cash to spend at Icebox Liquor.
If you want to play the pop quiz tomorrow, just register at 981powerfm.com.au. We can get you on. Now, I have just moved to the Hunter Valley. I am looking for housing. So I have been messaging people on, you know, those flatmate websites.
Flatmates, Gumtree.
Yeah, all those sorts of things. Just reaching out to people, being really honest, saying, hey, this is who I am. This is my vibe. I think you'd love to have me as part of your house team. This sort of thing, really laying my heart on the line.
So tell you, because you've got to kind of sell yourself, don't you? So you've got to say, like, this is who I am. I'm not loud. I'm not messy. Like, you've got to sell yourself.
I would consider myself pretty clean and tidy and friendly person around the house.
I'm sure you are.
I got a really blunt response, and I'm really quite offended by it because I want to know why I got this such a blunt response. It was, hello, Dana. This is not the house for you.
Oh, wow.
This is not the house for you. Why? You don't know me.
Excuse me, ma'am. Oh,
you don't even know me.
Wow.
So I thought that I'd just, you know, dig a little deep and really lay it on the line and convince her via my open letter to this person who I will call Andrea.
Okay.
I have changed her name.
Okay. All right, good.
So anyone listening could be that Andrea.
Yeah.
But this is my open letter to Andrea, convincing her that I think she needs to meet me before she judges me.
Okay, here we go. You've requested some music as well for this, so we've got some music.
Right. Action.
Okay, over to you. This is your open letter to Andrea.
Dearest Andrea, you don't even know me, and yet it's me you've rejected. This is not the welcome to the Hunter Valley I expected. I'm tidy, I'm clean, and sometimes I cook. Maybe we could do a trial period and you could have a look. It's my friendly personality that I think you should see. So without us even meeting, how do you know it's not your house that is the house for me? Maybe we could be the best of friends.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. I actually thought you were going to go to town on this woman, but you're actually quite friendly and kind.
I want her... You know, I wasn't going to go to town on her if she's, you know, rejected me already. I want to convince her that maybe we are meant to be together as housemates.
Well, you are homeless at the moment. I hope that she's heard that letter this morning and she changes her mind. I would like that to happen.
It. Yeah. I can convince you that I am a good housemate. You can get my last housemates on the phone if you want.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I am clean, I'm tidy, I'm friendly.
Well, I believe you. It's not me that you have to convince. I believe you, but maybe we can do a little bit of convincing this week. I don't know. Because
I think Andrea needs to find you a place. I do need a home, and Andrea needs to stop judging before she gets her flatmates in.
I'm sorry that was the first impression of your living situation here in the Hunter Valley, but it'll be fine. I'm sure we'll sort it out for you.
Please.
Now, I think you know this because we've been chatting for a little while, but I am on the dating apps.
Yes. You don't stop talking about how much you're on the dating apps.
Well, believe it or not, I actually don't like being on the dating apps. I want to just meet a person old school.
So why do you get on
them? Romantically. Because no one meets anymore. No one does it. It's all online. It's all on Tinder. It's all on Bumble. I'm on another one called Hinge as well, but that one doesn't seem to work. You have to pay for that one or something. Anyway, I was chatting with this chick on Bumble the other day and we exchanged numbers.
Yes,
and
good sign.
I was like, okay, this is going well. And so I messaged her just off my phone normally, like outside of the dating app. and we're organising to meet up for breakfast on the weekend.
That's cute. Good start.
Exactly. And I was like, this is going well. So she messages, this is kind of where I came undone. She messages and she says, oh, by the way, I totally need a selfie. I don't want to be catfished.
And yeah,
I was
fair.
Like, I was like, okay. It's a couple of
things. Hang on. I understand the theory behind wanting to receive a photo so that you know who you're meeting. But what if that person was a catfish and they did just send something from that they've downloaded from online?
Well, I don't know how catfishes work, but I assume if you're pretending to be someone else online, you probably have a whole bunch of photos.
Yeah.
But I don't know why she couldn't have just gone off my photos off the dating app. They are good photos, and I am a little bit skinnier in them.
Are they from 3 years ago? Or
they're
they
from last year. From last year. And I was a little bit skinnier, but that's okay. So I was like, oh my God, like I kind of like this girl. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to send her a selfie. So
Did you do the selfie in the mirror? You got 50 shots. You pick the best one. It's the angle where you're on the side and you got the chiseled jaw going.
Well, I don't. Men shouldn't take selfies. We look ridiculous when we do. And I don't. I needed your help for this because clearly I do not know how to take selfies. The only problem was I hadn't shaved, so I had a beard, but like proper, like down to the neckline.
Yeah.
Beard. I needed a haircut.
Don't tell me you prepared for the selfie.
I prepared for the selfie.
Oh, Harry.
I went and had a shower. No, first of all, I went and got a haircut. So like in the time that she'd said, send the selfie, I'd sent one back 4 hours later. I went and got a haircut. I went and had a shower. I shaved my face.
You know you can't smell through a photo.
I needed to look as good as I could. I had a big hair trim, so I didn't look as hairy as I was. I shaved the face, blow dried the hair, did the hair, put hairspray in, went in front of the mirror, took about 10 photos.
That's not bad.
Looked crap in all of them.
But you sent one and she replied with?
I sent one and then I was waiting for the reply and I'm like, I'm not going to get one. Because this girl's beautiful. Not going to get one. Had a couple of cigarettes out of stress. Half an hour later, she sends me a message back. Oh, yeah, you're cute. I was like, oh. Oh, the relief.
The suspense.
The relief. Oh, so I think it's on.
Okay,
I think
good.
It's on. Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
happening.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give
four
you the update.
4 hours preparation.
Only 4 hours preparation. So when it comes around to actually having breakfast, I'm going to be up at 4 a.m. getting ready.
I expect nothing less.
Exactly.
The secret sound.
Do you know what it is?
$450 cash to spend at Domain Electrical and Computers in Maitland. If you win today, give us a buzz. 654-11981. We have got Candy in Aberdeen on the phone right now. She's rang through. We're going to give you a shot at the secret sound. Candy, how are you? She's out of reception. She said she's on the way to the tip.
What a glamorous morning you're having, Candy. You're on the way to the tip.
Yeah, just getting rid of Robbie.
Oh, no. What sort of stuff? Like, is it all leftovers from Halloween?
Oh, no. Just me hubby's crap.
Your hubby's crap.
Does he know you're actually taking the trailer load there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure he does. I'll give you a listen to the secret sound again. Do you think you might know what that is?
Yeah, can I just listen to it again, please?
Yeah, here we go.
Is that to do with a printer?
A printer? Like, what specifically?
Putting the paper in or putting the ink in.
Or
opening the tray, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Opening the tray. You can't be helping them out, Dana. You're not going to split the money with her. Here we go. Let's listen to it again. Candy, it's not it. I'm so sorry.
God.
Yeah, but it's a good try, though.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you enjoy your morning at the tip, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right. Let's go to Musselbrook now. Emma's there. How you doing, Em?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, what are you up to? You work at Hunter Bell.
I do.
Do you know what happened? Were you listening this morning? What happened with our journalist, Jess Rouse?
No, I wasn't, sorry.
Jess Rouse and Dana had a nice little brunch there on Saturday morning and didn't invite Harry.
Oh, that's unfair.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's unfair. You need to have a gals date once in a while. Am I right, Em?
Oh, I guess so.
No, I don't agree with her. No, anyway.
Sounds hesitant.
I'll come in for breakfast this week.
Yeah.
Without me.
Yeah, without you. I'll just do it on my own. It'll just be me and Emma. I don't care.
All right, this is our secret sound. Do you reckon you might know what it is?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah? Okay, have a guess.
Is it a wind-up toy car?
A wind-up toy car?
Very specific.
Yeah. So that's the actual winding sound?
Yeah.
Oh, like cranking it.
Oh, cranking the toy car. Emma from Musselbrook, I'm so sorry. That's not the right answer.
All right, no worries.
Okay, what's the rest of the day like for you at Hunter Bell?
Hopefully busy.
Yeah, goes quicker that way.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All
well,
right.
You can call us tomorrow, 654-11981 if you want to play again. We'll be playing at same time tomorrow. It's your birthday. We're going to party
like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. All right, birthday time, everyone. Exciting.
I love this. This makes me so excited. And I think that you should let me rap all of the birthdays till the end of time.
Is that just because you've heard this song? Is that why? Is that what's inspired you?
No, I just think birthdays and rapping, like, way to be serenaded with a rap.
So I saw you on Friday night at Paraoke. You couldn't resist. You had to get up on stage and do a song with
Don't
Brand.
Throw me under the bus like no, that. I hated that.
Oh, as if you hated it. You loved it.
Get out.
Loved being up on stage singing What About Me? Was it Moving Pictures? I can't remember the band.
As if you don't know that song.
No, it's a cover. It's a cover, mate.
The better one was Shannon Noel.
Okay. You didn't do a bad job of singing. I will give credit where credit's due. I do not want to hear you rap.
I'm good at rapping.
Morning.
Don't judge me before you even know me. Yeah.
Slow down. No. How are you going to wrap this?
Oh, it's coming for you. All right. Our first birthday, our only birthday for today, and it will be wrapped in the style of D. What's my rap name? D. Diggity Dog.
Oh, my God.
For Grace Partridge.
Have a bloody rap name.
Here we go.
All right.
Happy birthday,
what's
Grace.
What's her name? Grace.
Grace Partridge.
Grace Partridge. I'm so sorry that this is the birthday
this is
message.
Great.
That
you're
you
gonna
get.
Love this.
I really apologize to you on behalf of Power FM. Okay, take it away.
Today's the best night birthday that Grace has ever had. This message was from Mum, Bella, Pop, Nan, and Dad. Oh yeah. Oh.
Never ever do that again.
I'm doing that every day.
Are you doing it every
you
day?
Can't
are
stop
you?
Me. Oh my. I have God. A microphone too. You know.
I'm sorry, Hunter Valley.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.